This is Ken.
Hello, my name is Jayla. May I please have, just returning your call from customer service. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Yeah, it was 97367.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Carson.
Okay, thank you for that as well. Can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
It was P.O. Box 1142, Lincoln City, Oregon, 97367.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. Okay, so I do see where you gave us a call previously, recently on today. Your account was canceled out like not too long ago. How may I help you about the Viera deck and the test of Viera? Yes, sir.
Right. I ordered a sample, but I didn't really realize it was a ongoing renewal. And I just got back to my house, and I found that there's a package in the mailbox, and then I looked at my credit card bill. It was billed, and then I called the credit card company, and they said another one was billed and shipped today, maybe.
Okay, yes, sir. So it did bill your account today, but it was before you gave us a call to get your account canceled out.
I understand that. But I
yes, sir. So the reason why you're a part of our recurring shipments is because your account wasn't ever canceled out from when you first placed the order on the 15th of November. You paid the shipping costs, sir?
Right. So I would like to have, I would like to get a return on that product. It hasn't been opened.
We're not taking any returns right now due to COVID-19. I do see where they did say that they were not taking any returns. So we're not taking any returns on any products.
Okay. I understand that. So I'm going to dispute the charges. The credit card company is in the process of doing that. You can either get this product back or not. But it's not open and the account has been canceled. You cannot charge me anymore. And I will dispute the charges and go through that process.
Okay, you say that your bank is already in the process of disputing the charges, or you already disputed, or you haven't disputed just yet?
No, I have already processed a dispute for the charges for the first billing, and as soon as the other one gets billed, then that will be disputed as well.
Okay, so I do want to explain the dispute process to you. What happens in the dispute process is your bank or credit card company, it'll give us a call, and we do have to, verify the terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. So what I can, let's see. So since you already filed that dispute, in order for us to issue a refund on that charge, you give us a call back with the bank on the line, we can fully refund those last two charges for you of this month. But, so the only way that we'll be able to issue a refund is if your bank give us a call. If they drop that dispute on those charges, we can fully refund those last two charges for you.
So they need to call you.
Yes, sir, and we can fully refund those last two charges. Since you already filed that dispute, we do need them to drop the dispute, and if they drop the dispute, we can fully refund those last two charges.
Okay, so what number do they call?
The same number that you gave us a call on.
So can you give me that number?
Yes, sir. It's 855-760-9002.
And so if they call you and say they're going to drop the...
If they drop the dispute, we can fully refund those last two charges.
Okay. I will call them tomorrow and have them.
Okay. All right. So I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.